What's the difference between bacon?
Bacon!
It's in the prep, because flimsy microwave bacon can taste meh. That's why Wendy's oven bakes their bacon for crispy slices of applewood smoked bacon that taste. Place it on fresh, never frozen beef, and you've got a junior bacon cheeseburger. It's the star of Wendy's 4-for-4 meal. Yeah, for just $4, you get a JBC, 4 nuggets, fries, and a Coke. Not to mention that crispy bacon that makes the 4-for-4 so deliciously different. At participating Wendy's for a limited time, offer includes small fries and a drink. Not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Canada.
Back at it again. Can't stop, won't stop. It's another edition. You're tuned in to the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, presented by College Gridiron Showcase. Log on now, www.cgsallstar.com, to nominate players for the 2017 College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. Of course, stay tuned. We'll have our 2017 College Gridiron Showcase watch list posted shortly after the 2016 NFL Draft. And we're really happy to announce our partnership with the College Gridiron Showcase. You can log on now, NFLDraftBible.com, as well to see that press release. And the College Gridiron Showcase, it's not where you play, it's how you play. And we will be joined today by another College Gridiron Showcase invitee. Of course, I am your host, RIC in the place to be. And speaking of the College Gridiron Showcase, we actually have Jose Jefferson joining us now, one of the co-owners of the College Gridiron Showcase, heading into his third game, Jose. And, you know, we have Justin Malone joining us today from Mississippi State, offensive lineman. We'll talk about him in a second. You had a chance to really get a good look at him up close and personal. But let's talk a little bit about this College Gridiron Showcase. Back at it again for the third year now. And first off, I know you guys announced the dates for next year's event, Jose. Hit us with the date, and, you know, I forget offhand how many scouts were there, but we'll talk about some of the feedback you got from them in just a second. But how many scouts, and what are the dates for the upcoming event?
Good morning. And once again, the dates will be January 7th all the way to January 11th. And this year we had 30 teams there with 75 scouts represented from those 30 teams. So it was a really good turnout.
And good morning to you, Jose. You know how we dive right into things here on the Player Spotlight Show. Now, you know, that's a lot of scouts for last year's event. Of course, you guys got a lot of good feedback. And something we talked about last episode was, you know, how can you guys be different than some of the other all-star games and showcases that are out there? So based on the feedback from the NFL teams that you received, what are some of the changes that we can look forward to for the 2017 event?
Well, I mean, we made changes to the 16 game from 15 in terms of just making it a scrimmage format. And what we wanted to do was make the event a true football professionals event. And we catered to three people or three groups of people. We catered to the players, obviously, the NFL, and then the agents. And with that in mind, we just wanted to take the fluff off of the top of the event. You know, we didn't want to have the big gala and try to sell an event that, honestly, not a lot of people outside of the players and their parents and their families really care about. Even the NFL scouts don't go to these games at the end of the week. So we basically lopped off the back half of the week and created a scenario to where it's a working event. Players are there to work, scouts are there to work, agents are there to work, and it's 4 days of just grinding. And then we finish it off with a spring day type scrimmage, because most of these players don't want to end their career in a throwaway game, you know, right when they're trying to get a job. So we've received great feedback from this. At first it kind of came, you know, with a little resistance, but like I told Craig, you know, the first one through the wall always gets bloody. So, you know, we had to expect a little pushback. But now we went from 2015 where people were asking, you know, will we be able to come back, to where this year people are expecting us to come back. So it's been exciting, very exciting.
Yeah, it's definitely the way to go, setting new trends. I always love innovators in the NFL draft industry. And, you know, you're exactly right. You know, the scouts, they're there for the practices. We see it with the Senior Bowl. They actually, you know, televised the practices and the game is kind of an afterthought. And, you know, we'll be televising some of the practices and, again, posting our 2017 watch list, which is always good to keep an eye on because you get an idea for next year's prospects. And, you know, just for those tuning in and still learning about the game and finding out about the game, Jose, I mean, just a couple quick things on how a player does benefit from participating in the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. And I think we should emphasize the symposium part because that's a big deal. But so many times college players wrap up their college career and they're actually very uneducated about the whole All-Star game process from what I found out. So, you know, maybe some players or some prospects listening now that want to participate in next year's event, of course, you could log on and nominate guys now at the CGSAllStar.com. But real quickly here, just, you know, some of the benefits for players who participate in the game, Jose.
Well, obviously there's three other events that go on, and we kind of want to expose some of those players who may not get that opportunity. But the benefit, the bigger benefit, obviously the obvious benefit is running around, you know, having people see you in pads and see you with like competition. But the benefit truly comes with the interview process. And that, from what I've understood from all of the bowls, including Senior Bowl, NFLPA, East-West Shrine, is one of our strengths because we dedicate a whole room to NFL scouts to pick and choose players at will and sit them down for anywhere from a 5-minute to a 30-minute interview. Also, the symposium part is we take those kids in. Unless you get drafted, you know, you really don't do a rookie symposium. And so we try to pull that in terms of the financial aspect, in terms of the professional aspect. We have former pro players that come in and kind of talk about the pitfalls, their successes, their failures, and the mentorship that goes on there. So a lot of the off-the-field stuff is as equally as important as the on-the-field stuff.
No doubt about it. And what's good about it, too, is it's held in January, so there's still – you know, 4 months to go at that point leading up to the draft. It's good information, and it's kind of a good feel just for how the NFL draft process works. Now, one of the players who participated in the 2016 event, Mississippi State offensive lineman Justin Malone, and the Bulldogs recently had their pro day here in March. I'll talk to him more about that. But when he was down at the College Gridiron Showcase this year, Jose, what can you tell me about Justin Malone? What did you see? What kind of feedback did you receive from scouts based on his performance?
He's very large. He's a very large human being. And one of my favorites to watch when I was out there. I mean, how we set up the practices is, you know, obviously offensive defense, but the area – where we put the linemen, we call it the pit, because there's a little bleacher there, and we film it pretty close up. And he did a pretty good job throwing guys out of the pit. You know, I mean, I was definitely impressed. Obviously, Dan Mullen does a great job at Mississippi State. You could tell he was well-coached, very well-spoken as a young man, respectful, and went out there. And I think he, you know, when we talk in terms of the College Gridiron Showcase, it's guys that – one of two guys that are there, guys that need to improve or guys that made money. And Justin Malone definitely made some money while he was there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he has an SEC-proven track record, and they played in some real slobber knockers this past season. We'll ask him about some of those games in just a second. But, Jose, I want to thank you for joining us here on the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase, and we'll be chatting soon, my friend.
You bet. Take care, bud.
All right. That's Jose Jefferson, one of the co-owners of the College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. And as I promised, we have one of the invitees that participated in this past year's game. His name is Justin Malone. And Jose mentioned he's a big boy. We have him here listed at 6'7". 320 pounds. We welcome him into the show. How are you today, Justin?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing very good. We appreciate you taking some time hopping on the show. And I know the Bulldogs did hold your pro day recently where you had a good performance, but 6'7", 320, is that accurate?
I'm 6'6", 330.
6'6", 330. Okay, very good. Now, you know, let's start off with the College Gridiron Showcase Symposium because we've been talking about it. A lot of good talent down there, a lot of talent from different levels. Obviously, you coming from the powerhouse SEC, no stranger to a high-level talent, but talk about the College Gridiron Showcase. How was the competition down there? How do you feel like you did up against some of the other top prospects in this year's draft class?
It was a good experience. I went down there. I really didn't know what to expect. I hadn't really heard about it much. But when I got the invite, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. So I get down there. I see a bunch of guys. And normally I'm the biggest person in the room. But I'm sitting here watching a guy from South Carolina, one from South Florida, just all these guys that are just my size. I'm like, this is different. So we go out to practice, and we just start having fun. We get to hit. We get to move around. We just get a feel for each other. Then we start putting in live plays and going even harder. It's back to what I'm used to. It's hitting people. It's just having fun doing what I do. So it was a really good experience for me, and I got a good look from scouts, got to meet with some teams, and it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I bet it's good to actually play some football because I know the whole combine training process and, you know, leading up to your pro day, you know, guys are out there doing really drills based on measurables and not actually football. How was the combine training type of process for you? Where were you working out leading up to the pro day? And, you know, what did the training consist of?
Well, I was down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, training at the Chamber with Chris Chambers. And
oh, yeah.
We were up there from about 8 o'clock to 3:34. It was just speed work, agility work. Our lifts took about 45 minutes, if that. So as an offensive lineman, everything that we did was new to me. We don't work on running a lot. We work on hitting. We work on lower body power. We work on short distance things. So going out there and having to do all these sprint starts and agility drills just to be able to work on our measurables was something that I wasn't used to. So it's something that me and the other offensive linemen all had to kind of be thrown into while we were down there. But when it came to my pro day, I think it really helped me. It made me better, and it really helped me put on a good performance for the scouts.
Yeah, you know, very familiar with the Chamber down there in Florida. I actually ran into Chris 2 years ago. I didn't see him this past year out at the Combine, but when I was in Indianapolis 2 years ago, I know he was incorporating a lot of martial arts type of combat into his style of training as well. Was that something that you participated in with the martial arts style of training?
Yes, it is. On Wednesdays, we do things called brain games, and we have martial arts, and we have yoga. So Wednesdays were kind of the days where it wasn't the typical running and agility. It was just something to loosen up our body, stretch it, and just help it recover. So martial arts was keeping our body moving and sweating and going while yoga just stretched us out.
Yeah, pretty interesting stuff. I really do believe that's a new trend I see growing in the training. Even in the off season, I had a chance to hang around Snacks Harrison, who just signed a big contract with the Giants. He was getting into the whole martial arts type of training as well. So we have Justin Malone, big offensive lineman from Mississippi State, 29 starts. 23 games started at left guard, Justin. Is that kind of where you project yourself at the next level?
I'm not really sure. I don't really want to classify myself as a single position because as a senior, I played left tackle, left guard, and center in my final game. So I'm one of those offensive linemen that you can move anywhere on the line. I even started out playing right guard. So I played 4 out of 5 positions on the line. And so I'm a guy that's just – if you need me to play left tackle, put me there. Right tackle, put me there. Center, guard, whatever you need me to do, just tell me where to go. Tell me what I got to do, and I'll get it done.
NFL scouts are going to love to hear that. Versatility goes a long way at the next level. And, you know, let's talk about some of your practices because, you know, you guys had a lot of talent this past year. I heard you say, you know, you're used to being the biggest guy in the room, and there were some big boys down there in Texas at the College Gridiron Showcase. But there's a big boy lining up across from you every day in practice, a fellow by the name of Chris Jones. Some people feel like he's going to be a first-round pick in the upcoming draft. I mean, what was it like going up against that guy every day in practice? Oh, we just lost, I think we lost Justin, so hopefully we'll get him back on the show. Looks like he dropped off on us, so, you know, we'll get into what it's like going up against Chris Jones and some of the other matchups from this past season that I want to definitely dig into, and I think we have Justin back on the line, so we'll welcome him back into the show. We got you here, Justin?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about that.
No worries. You know, we were just talking about Chris Jones, and I was wondering what it was like to face up against him every day in practice, going up against a guy who, you know, some people consider to be a first-round type of talent.
It was a very good work. It's one of those things where most people don't get to go against first-round talent every day, so you get a good look at what you're going to get during the season, during games. You get a good look at what you're going to get coming out of college. So it's one of those things where I was really given an opportunity to measure up to NFL talent. It wasn't just this year either. It's just as my career went on, my first year I went against Fletcher Cox. Second year, Josh Boyd. It's just I've always had these guys that were NFL talents that I could kind of measure myself up against and work with and play against and just help me get better at what I do.
Yeah, you definitely faced your fair share of competition. And, you know, even this past year, I mentioned some real slobber knockers you guys were involved in. You know, LSU, Arkansas, very close matchups. Then you guys won the Belk Bowl, very big, against NC State, 51-28. And you mentioned some of the guys that you've gone up against in your career. Who is the toughest opponent that you faced during your you know, collegiate career here?
The toughest opponent that I faced on the field was probably Jesse Williams from Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was just one of those guys that he's big, he's strong, he's quick. And when I went up against him, I was 19 years old, a redshirt freshman. He was a senior All-American going into the NFL. So it was one of those things where it's my first game against Alabama, and I'm on the field like, who is this in front of me?
So, yeah, welcome to the SEC. Yeah, definitely a big, strong, fast guy, hard to handle, and I think he went very high in the draft as well. Now, you know, if an NFL scout is popping in one game film from this past season, the 2015 season, you know, which one game, if they only had time to watch one game, which game would you recommend that they watch?
I'd recommend they watch the Belk Bowl.
And you guys actually dominated that game. I mean, what was the key to your success? Why was it such a lopsided game? You guys pretty much dominated them from start to finish.
Well, we were well prepared. It was one of those things where we knew what we were getting. We started watching them before we even got to Charlotte. We started our game plan right after we finished our finals, before we went home for Christmas. We started practicing. We did all that stuff. We got there, we went straight back to practice. So by the time we got to the game, we knew them very well. We knew their offensive schemes, their defensive schemes. We knew their personnel. We knew how they played. So it was one of the things where we were really well prepared by our coaches to go out there and perform like we did.
Now, you know, I see the last 2 years, Mississippi State really kind of stepped their game up. You know, 9 wins this past year, 10 wins the season before. What do you think that the senior class, what kind of impact are you guys leaving on the underclassmen, and why did you guys kind of elevate the football program? What was the reason for the success?
Well, my class and the classes that came before us, we kind of set a standard. We set a standard of excellence where we want the people after us to achieve. And the reason we did is because Mississippi State, as a football program, is consistently overlooked. After our 10-win season, they came back and told us that this past season we wouldn't even make a bowl game. So it's one of those things where we're never in the spotlight. We're always overlooked. People always think less of us. So we just go out there with a chip on our shoulder, and we're like, okay, you want to tell us that we're not good? We're going to show you how good we are. We're going to show you what we can do. We're going to go out here and play, and we're going to shock the world. So that's what we set out to do every year that I was there. We set out to go shock the world and show them exactly what they were looking down on.
Listening to Mississippi State offensive lineman Justin Malone, versatile. You heard him here say can play just about any position up and down the offensive line, and he joins us here on the NUC NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show presented by the College Gridiron Showcase. Justin, how about, you know, if I were to ask you, what do you do the best? If you had to pick one area of your game that you do really well, and then also on the flip side, what's one area of your game that you've been working on trying to improve during the whole draft process leading into the NFL? So give me your greatest strength, and then give me an area of your game that you're still working on trying to polish up and get better at.
I would think that my best area that I'm, as an offensive lineman, is my feet. I started off my life playing basketball, so I have really good footwork, quick feet, strong feet, so they move well. At 330, I move very well. But what I need to work on is what my coach always told me, I play too high. Sometimes I play at 6'6 when I need to bend my knees a little bit more and stay lower to the ground so people can't just try to push me over. So if I can stay lower and still keep my feet moving and get my hands out, then I think I'll be a decent player and I think I'll be able to do my job even better.
Well, I could only imagine Justin Malone in the post, almost as scary as facing Karl Malone. Were you a big post up guy on the court?
I really was. I spent my whole life playing center, so I learned post moves. I watched people like Keenan Olajuwon, Karl Malone, Shaquille O'Neal, just trying to get better at what I did, just working to do what I did. So it was one of the things where I figure out who I need to look at, study how they do things, and try to emulate that in my game.
No doubt about it. How about something here that we might not know about Justin Malone, whether it be on the field or off the field? What's something that we might not know about you?
What most people don't know about me is, like, I'm a kind of goofy character. When it comes to football, I'll go in the locker room, I don't say a word. I sit down, I get dressed, go out to practice. But outside of that, I'm just a really funny, chill guy, making crazy faces, doing crazy things with my hair, my gauging my ears, just doing a lot of weird stuff, just having fun and being me. So it's one of those things where I'm serious when it comes to playing the game, but outside of that, I'm just really laid back, chill, just goofy guy.
All right, well, we're going to have to pay attention more maybe on the Twitter handle over there, DogEatDog70. We're going to have to pay attention to some of that stuff. But you said you're a quiet guy in the locker room, so would it be safe to say that you're a leader by example, or are you a guy that will pull a guy aside, you know, when needs be? Will you let a guy have it when you feel like he might be getting out of line? What kind of leadership skills do you think you possess?
I'm still trying to figure that out. This past season when my coaches came in, I was like, well, you're the leader of your position group now. I was just like, wait, I'm still the young guy. No, I was a fifth-year senior. I came in with a group of guys that was always ahead of me. Just, I was always the youngest one because I played with the same group of guys my entire career up until this year. So I'm just sitting there looking like, okay, this is new. But I'm the type of guy that I'm not a big rah-rah type of guy. I'm not going to go yell and scream and cheer people on. But if you have a question, ask me. I'll let you know. If I don't know the answer, we have a real problem. We're going to go to the coach and we're going to get the answer. But if you need me to show you something,
I think that's very.
So if you need me to show you something, just let me know. I'll show you how to do it. I'll tell you how to do it. I'll get it done. You'll learn it. Just don't expect me to sit there and cheer and scream in front of everybody, because that's not going to happen.
Right. No, I think it's very important to have that characteristic and the trait of, you know, willing to pass it forward, willing to teach the underclassmen, leave them in a better place, and going on to the next level. You know, I'm sure you'll find your way, but we're wrapping it up, and we always like to end the show with this last question. So, you know, our interviews do go out to all the NFL teams. So if an NFL general manager, scout, or coach is listening right now, want you to tell us why they should draft Justin Malone.
I think I'd better pick than most people because I'm intelligent. I learn things quickly. If you tell me once or twice, I got it. I'll get it fast. I'll put it into my game fast. I'll generally take it and listen to it and go. And another thing, I'm not like a lot of football players. I don't cause trouble. I don't get in trouble. I have no discipline issues. So I'm the type of guy that I'll go in, do my job, go home, relax. I don't do anything extra. I learn what I need to learn. I do what I need to do, and I just go about my life and go about my game the way I should go about it.
Well, Justin, it's really been a pleasure here chatting it up with you, and we wish you the best of luck moving forward with your journey to the next level. Please do keep us posted, and we'll keep our listening audience posted, but it was definitely an insightful interview and an enjoyable one as well. So hopefully we'll be chatting soon, and please do keep in touch.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. There you have it. Justin Malone, the offensive lineman from Mississippi State, College Gridiron Showcase invitee, and 30 starts at the SEC level, plays up and down the line. The versatility should go a long way at the NFL. Scouts are going to love that. And you heard him here pop in that Belk Bowl where he's just, you know, road grading guys. Big win, 51-28 over NC State. And, heck, that was fun. I could talk football with Justin all day long. You can tell he's a very savvy guy. And from what I've been told, spends a lot of time in the film room as well. We'll keep you updated on Justin's path to the draft. Log on to the NFLDraftBible.com for all of our draft updates, scouting reports, pro days. We've been banging you and bopping you over the head with nonstop news coverage. That's because it's 34 days away. 34! Woo! We're all excited over here. Till the 2016 NFL Draft, of course, we'll be at Chi-Town with our around-the-clock coverage and bringing you some good interviews from there as well. Now, coming up in 3 minutes, folks, I'm going to have another exclusive interview with Shaquille Richard from North Carolina. So follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible. I'll try to tweet out the link there. Of course, you could also catch our interviews now on the College Gridiron Showcase website. So log on cgsallstar.com. Of course, this was the NUC NFL Draft Bible Players Spotlight Show presented by College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. We are now taking 2017 player nominees. So log on once again, www.cgsallstar.com. Get your guys nominated for that 2017 event. And of course, stay tuned for our 2017 watch list. We'll have that posted immediately following the NFL draft. And you can follow the College Gridiron Showcase on Twitter at CGS All Star. The third annual College Gridiron Showcase and Symposium. It's not where you play, it's how you play. And of course, I was your host, Rick Saratella, once again here, counting you down to the 2016 NFL draft. Like I said, coming back up in 2 minutes. Don't go nowhere. Coming right back at you.
The Monopoly Collect a Win game is back at your neighborhood Acme. Play for your chance to win $1 million cash, a vacation home, and instant prizes and offers. Find out more at Acme. Right now, get fresh Hatfield pork and Lancaster brand or Purdue chicken 40% off. And Cracker Barrel chunk cheese 7.8 ounces is just $1.88. Plus, save an extra 10% on frozen food all week. Acme, it's just better. See game rules at playmonopoly.us. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.